We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, talking today with Dr. Tim Schaefer, Associate Professor in the Department of Communication Studies at Kansas State and Director of the Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy. We're talking to him here on a Tuesday. Normally we talk to him on Thursdays, but it is a special Tuesday as well. It's Giving Tuesday, and you know, we have all these, speaking of labels, we have Black Friday, Shop Small Saturday, Cyber Monday. And then this is really the last one of the Thanksgiving week, Giving Tuesday, a time to give back to the community.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Now about a decade or so, Giving Tuesday, there's actually an organization kind of behind this, but it's just taken off in a really, I think, organic way in many respects. It's a chance for organizations, particularly nonprofits. So, if you're on any sort of email list or you follow anything on social media, I'm sure you've seen lots of messages, particularly this morning, telling you why, you should support what they do. And I would say that's not a bad idea. It is a chance, to kind of catch people, whether it's in their post-turkey haze or as they're thinking about all the stuff for kids or grandkids or the like. To say, what else is important in our lives and how do we help make that work possible? So Giving Tuesday is a significant moment for some organizations, especially smaller ones, because they don't have budgets and otherwise to do a lot of promotions. And I know KMAN is really supportive of some of the efforts here in the area around making the mission and the impact of nonprofits particularly kind of known. But Giving Tuesday is an easy way for a lot of organizations, just I'd argue probably just about all of them, to kind of get out there and be like, hey, don't forget us in the midst of whatever else you might be spending some money on here at the end of the year for holidays and the like, that we would kind of value some of this work. I'm on all those lists, and there are some things that I see as really important. And, maybe unsurprisingly, some of that is connected to the work that I do, right? So supporting, some of the organizations in this space. For me, I'm, also associated with the National Institute for Civil Discourse, and they're doing a campaign today, like a lot of people. And I can say that it actually does help. Some organizations really rely on individual donations and the like. And so it's a chance that I'd encourage you to think about what makes possible the things that you care about exist next year, for example, whether it's in the civic space, in the kind of the nonprofit world of kind of community building or even saving animals, like choose your thing, but it's a good day to do it.
Absolutely. There's so many opportunities to give here. And of course, we push people to the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation to check out a bunch of those. And, with regards to civil discourse itself, we're lucky here and we live in a college town that we have things like this, but you have smaller communities out there as well that maybe don't have the opportunity for such discourse to take place. And, I'm sure this is maybe a good opportunity to give back.
I think it's absolutely true. And this is where, like I said, a lot of organizations absolutely depend upon the generosity of others. And, it's one of those things I came to realize, not late in life, but like there was a phase of life where you're just like, oh, yeah, that thing exists. And then you realize like that exists because people believe in it and support it and kind of make some of this possible, whether it's, literally the one person nonprofit that does the work that it does, or if there's a whole staff, right? And sometimes I think that can throw us off too, that we can look at something and say like, oh, that's clearly secure. They're doing work. And a big part of that is fundraising. And so this is a chance, I think, to kind of, I don't want to say peel back the curtain, but to be reminded of like, yeah, there's a lot of need. And especially at this time of the year too, I think there's a certain consciousness of that and recognizing things have been hard for a lot of people. So another way to kind of champion some of these causes is help to kind of share and communicate it, talk about it in whatever ways are appropriate, whether it's social media or literally, I know this sounds very old school, but literally talking to people too is another good way to do this. And there's, I don't think there's any magic stop at, midnight tonight that, 11:59, your generosity needs to shut off, but this can be later. But this is just a day to highlight why it is important for us in the midst of figuring out all the other stuff, the toys and the things that we're spending money on. Maybe this is something we should factor in as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, good plug there for Giving Tuesday, and we appreciate getting to do that. There's also some news here that's happening at Kansas State University with a retirement ceremony, and I guess it's a week from Friday. Is that right?
Yeah, the 10th. Right? Yeah, the 10th. A colleague of mine at Kansas State, David Proctor, is retiring after many, many years working here at the university. He's had lots of different roles. He kind of moved up through most of those positions that exist in a university setting. So started as an assistant professor, moved up through rank to associate and then full. So that's kind of where you top out there, and then became the founding director of the Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy that I direct. Now, I served under him as the assistant director for a few years. And then also he was the director of the Center for Civic Engagement and Community Development. I think the impact of his work has been just so significant in lots of ways. And even highlighting your kind of small communities here, I'll just maybe note here something for a moment, is that he is continuing this work, and actually most of his time right now is spent in this way as he's stepped away from some of these other roles with the Rural Grocery Initiative. And people might be aware of that. And if you're not, or if you're familiar with some of the small places that maybe now exist in some rural towns, maybe where you exist, where you live or where you travel to or through, are around in large part in recent years because of some of the work that they've been doing with the RGI, with the Rural Grocery Initiative. And so part of how he thinks about that work with lots of others at the university, and I want to note that it's very collaborative. There are a lot of partners in communities who also say, we recognize this is important and we want to work on these fronts, that David Proctor and others say, and the research also highlights this, that there are certain institutions that exist in communities, and when we lose them, communities really struggle. Banks, schools, grocery stores, and for particularly a lot of rural communities, particularly Kansas communities, but elsewhere in the country, if they lose that, you know, it's not just a place to get some food or maybe salty potatoes in your case, but to also show up and kind of interact with people, right? So a lot of them will also have small cafes and the like. And so, you know, think about, it was true for my father in my hometown, was there was a whole group of these mostly retired men who would get together in the mornings and they'd talk about whatever happened in the game last night. And they'd kind of grump about that a little bit. And then they'd kind of catch up, hear the news and such. And then kind of life went on. But like these kind of civic centers for life were really significant, and they are in many places. And so it's not just a purely functional kind of front to say, like, how do you save a little bit of money on whatever, you know, food, like good, healthy food you want to have, but also, like, how do you have that sense of kind of life together? So the 10th of December in the evening, and I think you've got maybe the time right there in front of you, 5 to 7?
That's right.
Yep, okay. I didn't want to lie here on the air, I know people are really being invited. It's at the Alumni Center on campus at K-State. The parking garage is right there, and so if you're coming onto campus in that way, you can easily get to there. But I think it's a wonderful opportunity and recognition to highlight, I think, the truly impactful work that's literally stretched decades here and has affected a lot of people's lives to be able to celebrate it. And also in this moment that we can actually convene and celebrate in ways that feel responsible. And maybe the last thing I'll just say here is that, you know, a big reason why I do what I do, and particularly why I do what I do here at Kansas State University, is because of David Proctor. He has been a great mentor, a colleague, and a friend. I was very sick a couple years ago, and I still laugh about it sometimes with him, that he and his wife showed up at the door with this very tasty enchilada, appropriately portioned because his wife is a nutritionist and K-State Extension. He's a really great person, and I'm sad to see him leave. But I think it's a well-deserved retirement.
Yeah. All right. Again, next Friday, December 10th, 5 to 7, that'll be at the K-State Alumni Center Banquet Room. We have a caller here on the line, so we'll get to him, and then we'll take a break. Go ahead.
Good morning, Doctor. Merry Christmas.
Likewise.
I'm just inquiring if you have given any more consideration to applying for the presidency of Kansas State University, or would you accept if the Board of Regents contacted you and asked you to fill that position?
Well, you know, I appreciate your continued support. I have this banked in my well of people to contact if and when I choose to do certain things in life, but. I'll say it this way. I have not received any communication. I was just in my office yesterday and no voicemails from them. But I believe, it's funny, actually, you raised this question. I feel like something's going to be coming soon. I feel like we got to know or else.
There's a special meeting of the Board of Regents tomorrow at 8 a.m. I don't know if that has anything to do with the presidential search, but
I don't know what else is going on right now that there would be kind of a special meeting. That feels it feels like indicative of something. Maybe ask me tomorrow afternoon. Maybe there's something you know that I don't know. But I am looking forward to, I think, you know, some of the clarity of this next phase of Kansas State and its future. Presidency is a really important position. It's the kind of public-facing role at any higher education institution. And President Myers has been, really significant in the last number of years. I mean, who could have foreseen being in the middle of a global pandemic and all that happens at institutions? But I think his experience in the military, and I think his approach and his generosity of collaboration and interaction with people has really demonstrated why it's so important to have good people in those positions. So I am looking forward to hearing the announcement, if there is an announcement, maybe tomorrow. This has been a closed search, so there hasn't been really opportunity for input or otherwise. And I think that's, in one view, that's a negative for me. I'd love to kind of just be more in the know, but I can also understand why these processes happen as they do. So maybe we'll find out tomorrow morning.
All right, we're going to take a time out and wrap things up here with Dr. Schaefer in a moment here on News Radio KMAN.